Hello.
Hello.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to this week's episode of The Technical Difficulties Factor.
I'm not sure that's the name of the show. I miss the show briefly?
I just bashed the microphone into one of my tooths.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
And it fucking hurts.
It does hurt. Your teeth are sensitive things.
Yeah, taking a big... This is a big mic as well. This is like an SM58 or something. Yeah.
Mine's bigger.
No, it's not. Mine's... it might be physically, yeah, but this one feels nicer in my hand.
Yeah, because yours is smaller.
It's not smaller, it's weighty. It's girthy.
Yeah.
So we're now patched from Meltdown.
Yeah.
We're now patched. That was some of the technical difficulties we had to reboot. And yeah. Windows was like, hey, I see you're trying to do a podcast. Would you like to do some Windows updates?
Oh, we have some things that require manual updates. What the fuck is that?
It's like Java or something.
Oh, gross.
Oh, you mean the thing that popped up?
Yeah.
Oh, there's like, it's called Secunia PSI. I don't know. It's like something that just checks if all your shit's up to date. It's like Windows apt-get, I guess.
Gross. Well,
it's not even apt-get because it's like apt.
Oh, this project. One, first of the day.
Wow.
So that's Manabus number 211.
What time is it? What time is it?
The time is 5:07 p.m. on the 19th of January, 2018.
Yep, so if you're listening, Metlink.
Yeah. Wow. Metlink, you can get the dash cam footage off bus 627,
that's
Wright Hill, number 21.
Yep.
Number plate, like UF5853.
Mm-hmm.
Should have it clear.
Indeed. That was pretty bad, actually, especially for now.
Oh,
how many do you think we're going to get this week?
Oh,
you put one down?
Oh, no, we haven't.
Let's put one down.
Best count. 2-1.
It's almost two. How many do you think we're going to get?
Well, it depends how long we go.
That's very true.
I'm going to shove down the number 7.
7, I'm liking that number. That's quite, I'm going to go... 6.
You're a dick. You are a dick.
Yeah, I know. I'm thinking 6. I don't know. Well,
there's more numbers above 7 than below, you know. There's an
infinite number. Yes, but there's also an infinite number below. There's not more.
How many negative buses do you think are going to go through?
That's not, no. What?
Ah!
Oh,
so that's bus number 32, or route number 32.
4-1-something-3, maybe?
At 5:09 p.m. on the 19th of January.
That was brutal, but maybe I should have gone with 8. Can I change it?
No, okay, you can't for being a dick.
You said there are more numbers above 7 than below, which is a lie.
That is a lie. There's more counting numbers above 7.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, Should I tweet Metlink saying we're already too deep?
Too deep, and we're, what, 2 minutes in? Yeah. Do you reckon they'll watch it? Let's hope if they do start watching it that we've already got to the news part of it in that way. Or we're, like, bagging on them for the train incident, something like that. Okay, so this week we actually haven't got much news, have we? Turns out not much has happened. Like, there was a decent amount of news last week, actually, we had a lot of stuff happening, Meltdown, Spectre. This week, not so much. In fact, our news isn't next to us, so it's kind of it's big enough that we can see, actually, so we should
be okay. I wrote it reasonably wide.
What we might want to do is, if anyone in the chat has got, like, something they want us to cover, just, like, hit us up. Even if it's, like, something, you know, that's not newsy, just...
Well, we can't actually see much of the chat. Is there anyone there? Hi.
Who knows? But, if you've got anything we think we should talk about or you want us to talk about, let us know and we will talk about it. Because we're cool like that. Talking about stuff. What do you think, Hugh?
I think, Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Have we got a review on what? Oh, yeah, we can talk about that. Yeah. We got some, I ordered a bunch of the U2F tokens that Google recommends. So when you sign up for their advanced prediction program, they're like, buy these security tokens. They don't actually recommend using YubiKeys. They recommend using multi-touch other things. Hey, you're making the audio lag, by the way. So stop. Stop stressing the computer out, buddy.
Scrolling, sorry. Yes. Stressing.
Stressing the computer out, scrolling.
Yeah, we found this awesome stress test. Just scroll.
In Chrome. Chrome's pretty resource hoggy. Whoa.
I thought that was going to be a golden goose.
Jesus.
Hey, slow down for it as well.
Yeah, and did you see all his doors were open as well?
Yeah.
I was like, what is this dude up to?
Oh, man.
Rampage.
Got to get in the zone.
Yeah. So, there's a U2F key. This one has NFC, Bluetooth, and USB on it, though the USB has to be done via cable. So far, I've used it like once. I've used the NFC and the Bluetooth, and it's actually really nice. Like, I wasn't sure if I was going to use the NFC or the Bluetooth. Like, I thought maybe NFC, I'd just like wave the key in front of my phone. But realistically, I found that in the one time I used it, it was actually way more handy to just tap the button on the security key and have it do it than to actually physically place it near it.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking the Bluetooth low energy is actually the way to go.
Yeah, I would probably agree with that.
Do you have a security key for your phone?
Not for my phone.
Yeah. Like,
I've been meaning to get one.
Well, if you want one, I've got one here that you can use.
Yeah,
if
potentially.
If you pay me money. $38.
Ooh, $38.
I ordered 7 of them and just like we split the shipping up between everyone who wanted some.
Do you take Bitcoin? He's gone quiet.
No.
Oh, you don't?
I take Bitconnect. I take
Bitcash, yeah. I can give you some Bitcash.
No, the one that crashed recently.
Like everything?
Yeah, well, yes, but
Bitconnect. Yeah, Bitcoin crashed. It's probably a good time to get it.
Is it though? Is it like the transaction fees are so,
We got a Turner.
Nah.
Oh, I thought it was.
Yeah, I've had good luck so far. I was expecting it to be as well. There was a bus, and we've just been told, I'm getting something from the newsroom. A bus went mental today. Give us some more details. Cars went through the traffic line. Okay, so a bus got blocked by the cars. Yeah, that does happen occasionally.
That happens.
We haven't seen that for a while, though, have we? We used to get it quite often.
Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like that particular thing has happened a lot less nowadays.
I mean, our camera angle's shit again.
Like, just where we are right now, or like you just mean?
No, they can't. Like, we're not seeing the middle road. Potentially, we should put it on this one.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, we'll do something.
You were going to work on that 4-day solution over Christmas. That was going to take you 4 days.
I said four days minimum, right?
I think you said 4 days.
4 days. It's doable in 4 days. It'd be 4 days working like.
How much
hours.
Have you done on it?
I didn't say I was going to work on it over Christmas.
What is this person wearing?
Like, oh wow, is that like a balaclava?
It kind of looks like it.
Jeez,
what the
fuck? Whoa, that is. Damn, they look like they shop at the same kind of place as a Scooch. Which wasn't an insult.
You might see that in the history. Too far for the replay, and it'll be like under McDonald's.
It was
under the chat. Actually, no, you just won't have seen that person.
The chat's in the way. I was gonna say just move the chat window, but they can't do that, can they? She's wearing like a balaclava. Like the dress is fine. Like, you know. This is nice, I guess. Wouldn't wear one personally. Well, no, I wouldn't wear one often, I guess.
When was the last time you wore a dress?
Last time I wore a dress would have been at a party at the last place I worked. I think it was one of my boss's birthday or something. So dressed up for that as dress up party.
I almost wore a dress at the last Christmas party with my partner.
Yeah.
There was some random girl that wanted to like swap clothes with me because I swapped clothes with her husband.
Oh, you can't swap clothes with a girl because you're bigger than girls.
Yeah, you stretch them. So, I did one time. Oh, I have a few times with larger women, I guess.
Yeah. The problem is the shoulders, though. Like, even on, you have to be
A strappy number going on, I think.
Oh, yeah,
I think
that'd be all right.
Photos
of
me doing that. They're all like really bad and dark.
Yeah, because I think the last one I wore was strappy and that was fine. But the one before that, I just completely fucked it. So yeah. I was like, do you want this dress back? And the chick was like, no, I don't. Like, you've ruined it. And I just don't want it back. You've worn it.
Yeah, I think I've done that before.
Well, that's just how it is, isn't it?
Well, I think that one might have been because I wasn't wearing anything under the dress.
On your upper half or your lower half?
Both halves.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. That's a problem. I'm all about the shorts if I'm wearing a dress. Though, That being said, trying to piss when you have a dress on. So easy. Much effort.
Nah, just pull it up.
Pull it up? Like hiking a dress up that high?
Yeah.
It takes two hands to do that as well.
How long dresses are you?
I don't know. I've worn two dresses in my life, so it's not like I've got like a wide range. I just remember the last one. It was like hard to use, I guess. I don't know. Have we got any news this week anyway?
We have some news. I mean, you talked about some stuff.
Already? Oh, yeah. The U2F thing? Or?
Yeah, I mean, that's news that wasn't on the lane, but it's
There wasn't news. There was just a quick little review. I am enjoying having it, I think, is what I'm trying to say.
I think we could have more quick little reviews in this time slot.
Yeah, that's true. On that, though, we can pick a news story that's kind of pertinent. Google released some stats at EnigmaConf, which I don't... do you know what EnigmaConf is about?
Nah.
Has it, like, been all over my fucking Twitter? I've seen, like, what's her face? Lily is talking there. I saw that. A few other people talking there. I don't know where it is or what they do, but it seems really big, so I feel like I should know. Like, enough security people there. Here we are. This is the thing. This is the exact thing we're talking about, guys. Now he looks like he's just going to go through. He doesn't give a shit. He's going to he's waiting.
Oh my God, this is going to be him.
Stop.
Yeah!
Whoa! Yeah, that was okay. He didn't really block anyone. He did a little bit. Yeah, fun fact, you went loud enough to completely block out everything I was saying. Like, it did the... Yeah. See the red light on there?
Yeah. So that's number 83 and...
Bus number 644.
644.
Not sure what
round UH7
is.
Blah.
Yeah.
5:18 p.m. at 19th of January 2018.
That was blatant as well. That was like quite...
Yeah, there was two buses in one line. So
buses are more backed up now than I think we've seen in a while, haven't
we? We'll do four. You're regretting that... six.
I would have just done one for that, just FYI.
No,
the one in front. He was over the.
Should
first
we go back
line.
To the replay?
No way. Yeah, it's way too late. Jeez. Yeah. I'm just saying he was over the first line. That's all. He was over the first line. But it's fine.
Run the light.
I know. I'm just saying if you need to pad the numbers to make your thing come true, that's fine.
I'll turn it back to three.
Okay. I'm not saying you should or you shouldn't. I'm just saying.
You're starting to sound like MetLink, you know. That bus didn't run a red light.
It wasn't clear enough to see whether he was running the red light or not, so... Yeah.
Oh, did anyone see that pigeon? It wasn't a pigeon, it was a sparrow.
It was a sparrow, yeah.
There's a pigeon down there.
Oh, look, he is. We can't see him in the camera.
Yeah, he needs to, like, come up quite a...
Pigeon buddy. Well, he's got nothing to stand on, so we kind of can't... Unless he comes on the inside.
Yeah.
Well, I'm feeling good, actually, about the buses today.
You feeling good?
One more.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
It's not going to happen now.
Nah, it's going to happen. Wait for it. You remember that like one that there was like, we went red and then
we were like, okay,
a few seconds later, it was just like, I'm coming through. I'm coming through.
Yeah, there are some weird situations, aren't there, where you're just like, no way a bus is going to come. And then a bus comes. Crazy. So at EnigmaConf anyway, Google released some stats about, I didn't see the presentation, I didn't look at the slides, but the one that someone just pointed out was less than 10% of people use two-factor auth on Gmail.
Wow.
Is that, I mean,
a lot of people use Gmail.
Yeah.
We should think of like the user base that is using Gmail.
And you also got to wonder how many of those are active users.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Like, how many of those are duplicate accounts?
I think I've got a few Gmail accounts. Actually, I don't have any duplicate accounts or any accounts that I've created more than once.
Are you not allowed to one Gmail?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
But, like, I potentially don't.
Yeah, but theoretical Hugh could. You have a friend who might have.
Yeah, I do have a friend that has quite a few accounts.
Yeah. You do the forward chaining where they just forwards across, and if something gets caught in spam,
nah,
you
never
have like
did that. I mean, it was mainly for testing stuff.
My friend.
Oh,
what?
Whoa! So that's bus number gray, JCD, bus number gray at 5:21 p.m. 19th of January.
I love it when a car's caught between two buses and the buses are super like aggressive about it.
Oh yeah, it's they not, will try and sandwich you.
Yeah, it's not passive aggressive; it's aggressive. They're like honking and just like pushing forward in the
field. Well, yeah, there was a cyclist that came down here.
Oh, yeah.
And got hit by the, like, the bus, like, ran over its back tires, so it turned into a taco. I found the news article afterwards. Oh, yeah. I'm not sure it was the one we saw, but it potentially was. Because we have run this for how many months?
A while now, yeah.
Oh, he's gone quite far.
He's over the first line, but not the second or the third. Like, he's not blocking pedestrians, which is, you know, he's
the
okay.
Important thing.
You're okay, Newlands Road 56. What, New Lards Road? Like, part of the lights out. Well, I know, there's just a thing in front of it. I couldn't work out what's happening there.
Yeah, the middle thing.
Yeah. Yeah, 10% of users, or less than 10%. I guess that matches up with roughly what I was thinking, but it is really low. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it is quite low, but like, oh, someone's turning 30. We might
see
them.
Or are they turning 3?
Hold on, we'll take out the chat window.
Are they turning 30 or are they turning 3?
Yeah. They could be turning 30. Do you reckon she looks 30 or do you reckon she looks 3?
Neither.
I've actually got some 30 balloons in my house.
I'd say like mid to late 20s. I guess it's close to 30.
Oh my God. Think. Do you think she's 30 or do you think she's like...
What? Who says that she's having the birthday? No one says she's having the birthday. She's probably taking them to someone else's place.
Yeah, but if she's like that good of a friend that she's taking the 30 balloons to her friend that's
30.
30
balloons. Okay. Let's be fair.
She's probably...
There was two balloons that spelled out 30. There was not 30 balloons. It's misleading.
You know I'm right. I'm quite commonly right.
I'm just saying, could be someone turning 3. Could be her son.
Could be.
Could be her daughter.
I wouldn't waste my money on the 0, though.
It's exactly true. But maybe, how about this? How about this? It is her son or daughter, but she's got a 30th total in a week. Yeah? So she's like, fuck it, I'll buy the 0 while I'm here. She's going to the 3 party now.
Okay, so she's got a 30th to go to in a week.
Yeah.
That she is well known enough that she is providing the balloons.
Yeah, it's her sister. It's her sister.
Well, you've thought into this. You've thought into this.
She's going to her kids right now.
Where are the buses? It was green.
Well, look at the sparrow, buddy. Look at him.
There is a sparrow.
Chip, 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 chip.
Can't see it on the camera.
What is he up to? Is he looking?
You gotta fly up here, buddy.
We should like find a way to like make birds fly the bus factor.
We should just have like another camera that we like point at, like
yeah, like a spot camera.
Oh my God, we should.
The other stat that Google released was 12% of people use a password manager.
So where do you get all these stats from?
This one was from EnigmaConf. Like there was just a slide I saw on Twitter or someone posted or something. So
did they give links or references for it?
Oh, I doubt it. It's like Google themselves were doing the presentation.
Right, I got you.
So, yeah, they don't tend to like release that kind of thing. Oh, you know what? There was some other piece of Google thing. Google was open sourcing some kind of metrics tool chain or something. Did you see that?
Oh, I did see something about that.
I didn't click into it, but someone was like, people on Twitter were like, this is great. This is going to let us have like a common like kind of knowledge thing when dealing with
metrics. Yeah, I do recall that.
But like realistically, trusting Google with yet more of technology seems not super like a good idea.
You were pretty against Google just today in the office. Quoted.
Remind me?
Well, you said something about. What's the word?
I honestly don't know what you're talking about. Just give me a quick reminder. Is it dodgy?
Antitrust?
Oh, yeah. What was I saying? Google. Oh, yeah. They're doing the Chrome thing. They're like blocking ads
Chrome.
Doing the
Chrome thing. Yeah. The one of many things that they're doing Chrome.
Yeah. They're blocking adverts in Chrome, but I'm guessing they're not blocking Google's adverts.
Yeah. They block a lot of malicious ads, but they also block some competitors' ads.
Yeah. Which, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think it's... here's the thing, like I'm totally against Google, but I use them for everything. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I hate that Google is the people we have to go to, but they're the best, so...
Yeah, I'm of two minds of that. Like, I've got a lot of services I run myself, but then I also use Google.
Yeah. I was thinking about switching to Brave.
What is this guy doing? He's just...
That's green.
He's flashing!
There's a walker! We got walkers!
Oh my God!
What was he going to do? Okay, so he was a... Okay,
oh my God.
What are they waiting for?
He's waiting for the turner that he like let go.
No, what was the turner waiting for?
The
walker?
Yeah, the walker, I'm assuming.
Oh my God, I would have just ran him over.
And now people are going to be frustrated, so we're going to get a
There we are. It's turned red. First one's turned red. We got a walker. That walker is king. Look at him. Yeah, well, okay.
Nothing.
So, not many, yeah.
I thought they would get it.
Man, we should call that scribe. You know why?
Not many.
If any.
I can't believe I played into this. Well, I knew what you were doing, and I said the right words.
It's good. I like it.
I really wish we had, like, another camera. Should we install, like, a mirror there so we can see what's...
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, let's get another... Let's get a decent camera for this first, and then we'll deal with that. Yeah? Let's get a decent camera first, because we already have one camera, and how are we going to install the fucking mirror there?
By walking around on that beam.
Oh, yeah, that's... It'd probably hold your weight. I just... Well, not maybe not your weight, but...
Oh, harsh words from someone that...
Well, that's the thing.
Have you washed that T-shirt?
Yeah, why?
Oh, I was just wondering. It looked a bit yellow.
Are you serious?
It's a yellow T-shirt, right?
That's why. I actually bleached it. Well, not bleached it. I, like, nappy sanded the shit out of it, like, a day ago.
Mm.
Do you reckon it's yellow? I don't think it's yellow.
Has a tinge.
You reckon? I mean, it's like, old. But no, I did nappy sand the shit out of it, so it should be okay.
What do you reckon about this cycle?
The cyclist? Oh, whoa.
This is it?
Oh.
Yeah. Right, so 4.28, number one.
Number one. What's the time? Give us the time.
GF2448, and the time is
5.27.
5.27 on the 19th of January, 2018.
Okay, bump that number.
We'll bump it up to 4, because it should have been 5.
So we are...
But I took you one down, because you thought...
I didn't think anything. I just thought it was interesting that you decided to claim that one was like that.
Do you reckon MetLink's watching? Hey, MetLink!
No, I don't think they are. Did you tweet them?
Yeah.
You did, right?
I did. Yeah, 2 minutes in, already two red light runners. What are they going to do?
Well, I don't know. Maybe they are.
It was a bit longer than 2 minutes, but...
Oh, it was pretty close. It literally was. Maybe they're noting it down.
No, it was like two light cycles. Right now. Two light cycles. That's like at least 5 minutes.
5 minutes, you reckon?
I reckon the light cycle... Okay, boom. Light just started at 5.28.
Okay.
Next time a bus takes off.
Okay. Yeah, 5.28, I reckon it's going to be...
Whoa! Oh, you guys didn't see it, but there was a turner and there were some walkers and they ran back. They looked scared.
I didn't see the walkers. I heard you go, whoa, and I got scared.
That guy, he might walk soon. The guy on like the...
Oh, these two here.
Hat.
These two here.
Yeah.
On the left. Yeah.
Nah, on the right.
On the right? Is it a guy?
Yeah, so there's...
Oh, yeah, I see
that
guy
there,
yeah,
like the trippy hair. I think he was just like, whoa, nah.
People don't realize, right? People just don't think about it.
No idea if a bus ran a red light there. I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either. I think we're okay. We got any tech news or train news or bus news?
We do have, I guess, some train news. So earlier today, a train was coming down from the... good old township of Waikanae.
Oh, yeah. Shithole.
Towards Wellington, another beautiful city.
Waikanae?
Yeah, I think Waikanae is this town. But
really?
On the way...
Really? You don't think it's a city? You don't think it's a city? Just a town, maybe? Yeah, okay.
On
maybe.
The way, round about Linden, the wires broke.
Da, da, da. The overhead wires broke?
They had an overhead wire fault.
What does that mean?
Well, overhead line fault. It basically means something fucked up and they don't know what at the time, or they do know what, but they're not going to say. But the gist we've heard is inside scoop at the bus factor. Boom, this guy.
Yeah.
2448.
2449, maybe?
2449, yeah.
Number two.
Yeah, had to wait for that shadow. 5:30 p.m. on the 19th of January, 2018.
Manling, if you're listening, that's another one to reprimand.
Reprimand.
Yeah, reprimand.
Yeah, so the gist is, above the wires, you have
I know that guy there. That's Garion.
You have, two wires.
I'm going to text him.
Oh, you're not meant to text people while on the bus factor.
Oh, my God. I want
to know. There just is, there's meant to be some pushing down on the wire. So when the train comes past with its springy thing, It doesn't push the wire too far up.
Okay, because if it pushes the wires too far up, they'll like break or what?
Yeah, pretty much. So what happened
was... So it's like two tinder things. One's pushing down, one's pushing up.
And yeah, so the weight thing that was attached to like the two wires like pushing down. So it's like one wire there, one wire there, and then a stick in between.
Yeah.
The stick broke or fell off or something, and then the train came past and pushed up real far because it's like spring powered.
Yeah.
Fucked it up.
Yeah.
But it didn't stop there.
Ooh.
So Carpety Line couldn't do anything. So like a whole lot of people couldn't get to work.
Yeah. Because that it takes out the entire train line, doesn't it?
Yeah. And limited bus replacements.
You can do the other direction though, right? Or is there like a power fault you can't do?
They weren't doing either direction, probably because there were workers on the track.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense, yeah.
But this also caused another problem
that
started becoming apparent in like an hour or two after the incident.
Yeah.
Where all the other lines didn't have staff to drive them or trains to drive them.
Oh, because the trains were all delayed and they were all meant to be coming in.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a tough one to solve, actually.
Added to this, there were more line faults just outside of Wellington Station.
Oh my goodness.
So
like related
they
or
couldn't use potentially related, I don't know. It might have been like a spring effect, like something snaps here and goes and like snaps something at the other end.
Yeah, or even just like a power issue where...
But yeah, they couldn't use three platforms at the station.
Oh jeez.
Out of the eight we can use, so... Down to five. So this entire Friday afternoon, we're down to limited trains.
Limited
and
bus
we're on the Saturday timetables for all of the lines.
Oh, wow.
Actually, no, I think the Johnsonville line's good, but the Melling line got cancelled, so you have to get a Hutt Valley train to Petone, then bus from
there. It's just annoying to deal with, isn't it?
Oh, I know, right? I mean, this sort of thing doesn't happen too often, but...
Yeah, it doesn't. You can't really fault them for it. I mean, you can a little bit. Like, maybe they could have done better maintenance.
Oh, I mean, they did just have, like, 3-4 weeks off over Christmas for maintenance on the Carpety Line.
Oh, really?
Not sure what they did.
One of them got fucking angry and went, fuck this line up. I was looking at doing the out to Martinborough, because... my girlfriend's parents are in town.
Yeah.
When we're going out to Martinborough.
Get the Wairarapa line to Featherston.
Then Featherston. But the bus runs like four times in a day. It's fucking pathetic.
It's pretty bad. Bus takeoff, 5:34. I think we've had a few in between.
I think we have. 5:34. Let's pay attention this time. Let's try and get
I just can't even remember when the last one was.
Oh, look at this. What do we got here? What do we got here?
Oh!
Is he towing a bus? Oh my god, he's towing a bus.
If he was towing a bus, he'll be like attached to it. They like attach. But this
mount.
This.
Oh, he made it.
One more. Oh fuck, look at the backup as well. Like it was kind of backed up from before.
On the left side? On the like
on the left side,
Yeah, it's pretty good.
5:34 was when they took off.
Okay.
Yeah, it's still 5:34.
Yeah, I told you, 2 minutes. Like, I mean, it might have been 3 minutes, you know?
Yeah. All right.
Well,
we still got...
You said it was 5 minutes per cycle. Yeah. 5 minutes per cycle.
Just imagine trying to get on a bus there and taking, like, fucking 2 minutes. You would just cause a traffic jam.
Yeah, you would. We've talked about doing it.
Oh, I didn't realize it was only 2 minutes you would have to do it for.
Well, yeah, and you could probably get like at least 30 seconds from the first bus by the time the next one gets
there. Right, 5:35.
Okay, so it's around a minute and a half, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. And we got two, which was the end of two cycles. So
whoa!
Maybe 3 minutes. Whoa, what is that? It's a bird if I've ever seen one.
That's a duck.
Yeah.
And... Yeah.
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Come on. Or surely, come on.
That guy's wearing a deer shirt. I haven't seen those in ages. The deer to keep kids off drugs.
Oh, yeah. You know that deer actually increases drug use?
Yeah, I did hear that. They kind of stopped running it as much.
Yeah. It's not that it...
Because it raised awareness of drugs and then people were like, lot of drugs.
Yeah, well, the other thing is they're like, if you smoke weed, it's as bad as doing heroin. They don't say that explicitly, but that's the gist you get from it.
Yeah.
Like, one thing I struggled to reconcile was our teacher was like, oh, blah, 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 I've taught at a bunch of schools where people just go and smoke weed all the time. And I'm like, and then they show us videos being like, he smoked weed and he got brain damaged for life. And I'm like, yeah. I can't reconcile these two things. The teacher's talking about it casually, and I don't know, it's very weird. They should just be like, yeah, weed's fine. Just don't smoke much of it.
Don't overdo it. Well, like, don't do it when you're like, don't do too much when you're a teenager.
Yeah, like, minimalize how much you do. But realistically, it's better than alcohol. So they should at least point that out. Just be like, it's literally better for you.
As a teenager, I think alcohol is probably better.
What do you mean by that?
Well, as a teenager, because it does affect, like, brain growth and shit.
Yeah, both weed and alcohol do.
Oh, yes, but, like, weed affects more for teenagers, doesn't it?
Yeah, but so does alcohol. Alcohol is worse for teenagers.
Oh, maybe.
Well.
I don't know.
Look, I'm willing to bet a reasonably large amount of money.
Oh, how much? How many bitcoins?
How many bitcoins? Fuck off. What's the fucking bike?
What happened?
It's like four
and then
or five
like
of them.
A delivery easy guy like just tailing at the bend.
I bet a decent amount of money that alcohol is worse for kids than weed is.
For kids? For teenagers?
For teenagers as well, yeah. I'd bet that it's the same for everyone. It's bad for everyone. It's even worse for kids, but it's still bad for everyone, I think. I mean, I'm not just saying, like, I think, like, it's my opinion. I'm saying, like, of the things that I've read, which is not a lot. I'm not a medicine person. Someone called me out the other day for using the word doctory. They mentioned some medical stuff, and I was like, are you, like, a doctory or something? And he was like, what does that even mean? What's doctory? I'm like, you know, like, kind of to do with a doctor. And he's like, I'm not a doctor. And I'm like, no, are you doctory? And
medically?
He's like, I went to medical school. And I'm like, yeah, that's doctory. That's doctory. You were going to be a doctor. You were doctory. And he didn't get it. I think it makes sense. If you've been to medical school, you're not a doctor. If he dropped out. You're doctory, though. A little bit of a doctor. Doctory.
Hey, my dad did something funny the other day.
Oh, yeah?
So I was at, like, a uni Christmas party.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't know that, but it's basically where all the like lecturers and postgrad students hang out.
Yeah,
and I go as an alumni person, and it was in his neighborhood, so like I ran out of wine, so I asked him to like come up.
Yeah,
and then someone was like, oh, you must be Mr. Davenport. And he's like, no, it's Dr. Davenport.
Oh.
And then I was like, oh, well, this is Dr. So-and-so, and this is Dr. So-and-so, and this is Dr. So-and-so, and this is... And Dad's like, oh, yeah. You all...
Not a doctor anymore, are you, buddy? When everyone's a doctor, no one is. Yeah. Did he say it as a joke? Was he serious?
He doesn't like getting called Mr., but he'll correct you if you say Mr.
Yeah, but it's just because he doesn't like Mr.
Yeah, he doesn't like commonly go by Dr. Davenport.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah, because some people get like really retentive about it, don't they?
But yeah.
Call me doctor. Every email has to be to doctor.
Yeah, I think one of the guys where I was like, oh, this is Dr. So-and-so, he was like, oh, I prefer Steve though.
Yeah. Fair enough. Okay, we got any more news?
We're 5:40, so... We probably got enough for our few stories that we did have after wasting like ages.
We've got a few there. So the bottom one was the Gmail thing. Next one was the USG thing. Lenovo. What's the top one? Oh, yeah. Okay. The scammer dude. Did you end up reading that story?
No, you just gave me the rundown.
I skimmed it like very briefly. So this was some guy got hit by the presumably Indian scam callers. Hello, I am from Microsoft. I can't do a good accent. I'm just gonna disrespect a thousand cultures. I'll stop.
Really bad.
You know, like, hey, we're from tech support from Microsoft. You need to do this. He got hit by that, and he's like spun up a VM, got them to do it in the VM. They left the connection open or something. The technical details were very lacking. I mean, this is a mainstream media article. Yeah. This is the Otago Daily Times.
Whoa.
OTD. OTD, something like that. And he was like, I connected back to them because the connection worked both ways, which I don't know any remote software that works like that. TeamViewer? Fuck no.
I have heard one thing did that. And I was just like, Whoa, what the fuck? Like, that's weird.
Yeah, it's like, why would you ever build something like that? I don't know. It's ridiculous. But anyway, he's like, and then, so I just went in and like...
Oh! No, it was just orange. I just thought I'd yell out.
Jeez. You get everyone excited and then there's just no payoff.
Vroom, vroom.
I'm
a tease.
You are.
That's what I do.
Anyway, so he, yeah, stole all their files and then deleted everything and was like fighting with them. They tried to break the computer. Now this, I mean, technically this is not interesting because fuck it. He just like hacked some poor tech bro who like trying to make money. What do you? Oh yeah, that's one of the local people.
Ah, yeah. Gotcha.
You've actually had a conversation with her before in Good as Gold, remember? Wellington has a lot of like mental health issues.
Yeah.
So there are people.
I potentially see them in my business.
She's actually, like, I've talked to her. She's, you know, like, of the people with mental health issues in Wellington.
Yeah, I mean, you've heard my stories of the soup kitchen. You get, like, pretty...
Yeah, some people can be aggressive. What was I saying anyway? Yeah, the interesting thing about this story, I think, is that not that he, like, hacked someone, because, like, we've all done that. He admitted it to the mainstream media. He's like, I broke the law, gained unauthorized access to someone's computer, bricked everything... And then spoke to mainstream media about it. Like, what? Why would you?
Have you ever admitted that you've broken the law to?
Media? Stop the sentence. To media? Fuck no.
What about the bus factor?
Yeah, the bus factor.
Because this is pretty mainstream.
Yeah, pretty mainstream. I don't know. I think there's also a difference in crimes. Okay, admitting like I smoked weed before is a little bit different to admitting like you know. I hacked this dude. Like, depending on where, like, the jurisdiction goes as well. Like, imagine if you were in the US and you did that.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, presumably no one's going to prosecute you for it, right? Because...
I'm not sure how much of it can stand as evidence. Like
him just saying it.
Yeah, like, I don't think it counts as a confession. Like, you have to...
Yeah, they can't just convict you on, like, I talked to media and said it. Sure, but, you know, it would definitely go against him if there was some kind of prosecution involved.
Yeah, probably. I mean, like, the cops would probably just be like, you said this to media, like, everyone's going to know, like, you may as well just tell us as well.
Yeah, and, like, but assuming the people who got done, like, in this case, got hacked back, if they went to the cops and were like, he did it, we've got, you know, we connected to him, he did it, he also admitted it to media, I think that would be enough to get most judges to be like, fuck it, that's...
Yeah.
You know, beyond reasonable doubt. And if you're admitting it to media, I don't know. It just seems ridiculous to me. Like, why would you even talk
about
it?
Oh, yes! Yes!
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah.
He's going pretty fast. I thought he might make it through, actually.
I have no idea what that bus number was. It's a minor one.
159, something like that?
It's the minor bus that has It's a Great Day to Become a Member of Something.
Yeah.
And it is 5:44 on the 19th of January.
You can get the dash cam footage from Kandala 43, bus number 4233. That will tell you.
Yeah.
Six. Yeah, I don't know. Would you admit to the media if you hacked someone?
If I hacked someone.
Yeah, like if you like completely. This wasn't like a minor hack. This was like rooted in his box.
I admitted on the bus factor that.
Yeah, not a person's computer. This is, well, I mean, I don't know. It's true. Like
I wouldn't go against personal people. Like I would only go against like most of the time I'm hacking people to try and make them better. I know it sounds weird, but like you understand.
No, I completely. I mean, I think everyone here understands like the idea. You know, in offensive security, that's one of the ways you can get people to do it. You know,
yeah.
Like Tavis, when he's like popping shells, he does it to improve the ecosystem. You know, everyone
pretty much. And like, I don't see why hacking individuals achieves anything.
Well, he did this.
If I knew them, then yeah, sure.
Yeah, I've done that. You pop friends all the time, right?
Oh,
you're like, hey, bro, you didn't update your fucking server. I popped you. I always like to steal creds when I do that and just be like, hey, buddy, I have your creds now. Not because I'm going to use them, but because then I can say like, hey, you're still using that password? It's a shitty password, bro. Why are you using that password?
I had a friend that like, he thought he was typing a password into SSH. But he just typed it into a shell, and I was like, oh, I saw that. And then he just, like, freaked out. I'm like, you can just change it. Like, I can just leave the room. You can change it now. And you should probably also change it everywhere else you've used it.
And yeah, yeah.
Think of not reusing, but like, I'm not gonna like fuck you with it.
Yeah, I'm not gonna like fuck someone with it either. But it's funny to point it out, or to, you know, in a month. But remember that time you had the shitty password?
Yeah,
because people have shitty passwords for things.
It was weird when I was working in like tech, IT tech support, I guess. People would just tell me their passwords.
Yeah,
on top of that, they'll tell me how they remember them.
They're like, I remember it because it's this, yeah.
And then I'm like, that's how I'm going to remember it. And then, like, I just end up remembering 30 people's password off the top of my head. And, like, I'll just go over to their desk and be like, yeah, blah, 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 that's your password. Cool. And they're like, how'd you know my password? I'm like,
you told me
that one time and you told me how you remember it. If you just tell me, I probably won't remember it.
Yeah.
Nah, not quite.
Easy, mate. Easy.
Not quite.
Also, that's Bad Mums 2. Do you see that on the back? That
looks God, is there a Bad Mums 2?
I've never even heard Bad Mums 1, but whenever I see that advert, I just think it's the trashiest piece of shit I've ever seen. Like, I look at it, and I'm just like, who made this? Get out. You disgust me. That being said, it could be a great movie. I don't know. I've never seen it.
It could be. It looks probably horrible. A chick flick.
Yeah, I guess so. Like
Bad Mums 2?
Yeah, is it good?
We got a nod.
She's saying, she's not replying with yes, so she's not sure if she watched it.
Might just okay, so it's it. A chick flick.
Yeah, it's. I mean, we got that. But it just looks horrible. I don't know. Like, I've seen chick flicks before, I think. Like, it's amazing. She says it's amazing. So maybe it's amazing. I don't know. I don't think it's my kind of movie. Anyway, the advert makes me annoyed because it just looks so horrible.
Fair enough.
We got any more news?
Yeah, we got two more. Fuck, what was that middle second one? Lenovo.
Oh, yeah, Lenovo. So this is one we didn't cover last week, but it got covered in other podcasts.
Other podcasts that stole all our news.
Yeah, actually, if you look at the news crossover, we had all those scoops.
First.
This is I thought this was kind of interesting. Lenovo was like, hey, someone's backdoored a bunch of our networking equipment. Not a bunch, like two networking devices, firmware. Since 2004 or something. I can't remember the date. It was a long time anyway. But it was super cool. It was like an intentionally planted backdoor and they only just now noticed it. I guess they don't really audit their firmware that often. That being said, like, I mean, if someone slipped a backdoor into like some of our projects, if they did it well, we would not notice, right? Because who's going to read through every line of code? You reckon it's going to happen?
Nah.
Just easy.
Cleared. Just cleared.
Yeah. There's cars backed up, but not enough to make a big difference. Yeah, no, I just thought it was a cool little news story where they actually went back and audited some of their old code. We actually heard this happening at a conference. Someone talked about
this. Oh, I do remember
this,
yeah.
I think they said, like, don't, like, it was kind of like a on the down low. I mean, it was a conference talk, but it was, like, relatively down low, where they had the same thing, where they kind of, like, merged in with an old person, ended up going back to check. They merged in with a new company, ended up going back to check, like, hey, what's happening on their network? Oh, geez. He's all right.
Two,
at least two.
Number one.
And the other one going the other direction.
Oh, yeah, we'll count it.
Fuck yeah, we'll count that. That was clear.
Should we do the replay just to get numbers? Can't get numbers off that.
Oh, that's so good,
Can't get numbers. But MetLink, you can look at those buses.
How often do we see them going that way as well? Like, never. Oh, damn it.
Eight.
You win. I should have said eight. I knew it.
Yeah, like, that guy came across, and then he was waiting for a turner for, like, ever.
Well, sometimes the turners just aren't onto it, are they? So,
yeah.
Some networking equipment from Lenovo got backdoored. I don't know. It's kind of interesting. Would you notice a backdoor in your code? I don't think most people would.
Oh, someone tried this on me. I am pretty good at code review.
No, so that's different. They merged in a company who already had the backdoor.
Right, gotcha.
So let's say someone plants a backdoor in some of your code bases.
Yeah.
You don't notice that. Would you notice it after the fact? And I think most people wouldn't because you generally don't do code reviews of the entire project.
Oh, sometimes you do, but like it does get tiring.
If it's firmware for a networking device.
Because normally if you're just getting one person to code review the lot, they'll get bored like after
yeah,
a couple of files, and they'll be like, oh, they all look the same.
Yeah, like it's, yeah, it's fine. Especially in this case, it was like a, like it looked like some kind of auth bypass where like if you had the right parameters set, then you could do like some kind of auth bypass.
I mean,
that
I tend
particular
to,
thing is
I
hard
tend
to
look at like auth stuff first.
Yeah, but subtle bugs, like firmware, it's going to be in C or something, so.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, I think it's interesting.
And
I
you have to
really
know, like, how stuff is included and whatnot.
Yeah, like, I mean, I'm surprised they found it. I mean, it took them a long time, but still. Color me impressed.
Did we hear back from the Xerox thing?
About the, like, bug from 30 years ago
yeah,
or whatever?
Like, if they...
Did we hear back? No, I don't think they're going to... Do they make software anymore?
Email us at thebusfactor.party.
Yeah.
I'm not sure they make software.
I don't think they do anymore. Yeah. What's our other news story here?
That's your whistleblower.
This is the last one, and it's actually not tech news, but this is a...
It's more political, which we...
I do try and avoid, but there is a reason I'm bringing it up. There is a tech underlying story here. During a while ago... Yeah, we saw a bunch of things. We saw Gucci for 2, we saw Shadow Brokers, Vault 7, someone else potentially. There was a few more things. Basically, around when all of that was happening, there was non-technical things happening and technical things happening at the same time. And you saw like posts where someone was like, this is bad, this is bad. You saw like a lot of kind of like shit stirring before anyone dropped any Ode. Someone's posted on Medium being like, I am a United States government employee.
It's really bad grammar.
Yeah, with like, oh, it's not the worst grammar, but it's like very clearly translated or something. It's like,
I am US, you listen.
It wasn't that bad, but it was like really awkward English where it was like, this person clearly doesn't speak English as a native language.
But they potentially are a US government worker.
It's possible. The way they phrased it made it sound like they were in some department where being decent at English would probably be a requirement.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, anyway, it was a bit of a rant. We're just like, yeah, I whistle blew and nothing happened. I don't know. It's some bullshit. I was just interested to see whether, does this mean we're going to see more dumps? Does this mean we're going to see some emails hacked? If they're trying to say I'm a whistleblower and no one paid attention to my whistleblowing, does that mean they're going to drop whatever they're talking about? Is there going to be more hacked emails? Is that going to be internal government stuff? Like maybe White House stocks or something?
Could be all sorts of things.
Could be. I'd be interested to see if something happens there just because I'm all about that sweet, sweet Ode and I would love to get more fucking Eternal Blue.
Yeah.
That's going to last us a while, Eternal Blue. We get nothing like Jesus. That.
Well, like, government still uses old shitty shit.
That being said, after I took down some corporate domain and crashed their file server and like...
Oh my God, I remember that.
Fuck me, they were not happy. I don't really want to run Eternal Blue on client domain networks anymore. It's just a horrible idea. Because you need basically to be like, hey, this might crash your server and you'll lose all your data that's not saved and it'll come back up, but it'll be fucked. Like... I don't really want to drop that on clients unless I have to. Like, it's, I don't know. I want the DA, but do I want to, like, get that out again?
No. Most of the time, I'm happy saying this shit will work. If you want, we can test it.
But sometimes it won't, like, Eternal Blue won't. I mean, a DOS is still, yeah, like, yeah. A DOS is still, if someone can just DOS your domain controller, that's fucking bad as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know.
I mean, it all really depends on, like, specific circumstances.
Yeah. What's our time now? Okay, that was the last of our news. Yeah. We're pretty close to the end. I'm surprised we managed to pull that through. We're talking about some bullshit there.
Was trying to get you on the bullshit a lot more at the start, if you didn't notice.
I don't know if there's anything
else. We bullshitted for half an hour.
Yeah, we got some stuff going on. It's fucking hot, isn't it? I bet the AC's gone off. The AC in here turns off after hours. I bet it's turned off.
It sounds like it's still on.
Yeah, maybe it is. I'm thinking about getting a new server for my computer, like a JBOD enclosure, either 90 or 45 drives. Because I basically got to the point now where the last 5 years, maybe longer, maybe like 8 years, every time like I want to upgrade drives, what I have to do is basically replace my size of drives with like double or whatever. So I started with like 1 terabyte drives, right? Replace them with 2 terabyte drives. Then replace them with 4 terabyte drives. But I keep running out of slots, and I end up having to throw out old drives that are completely working.
I'm just going to read something verbatim here.
Okay.
Off some
go
reading
ahead.
Material I've read.
Many times, yeah?
Yeah.
What does it say?
SS23. No need for more than 90 hard drive bays in my life.
I stand by that. I think it is unlikely that I will ever need a server with more than 90 hard drive bays.
Have you got 90 yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh my God, can you see those pigeons? They're having a fucking fight, like, right there.
No, they're eating, man. They're not fighting.
Oh, no, they're having a fight.
No, no, because there's fucking sparrows
as well. Go at it. Go at it.
If they were just getting...
Yeah, look at it. Oh, who's going to win?
They're eating something, right? Yeah, someone drops something and they just fucking go into town on it. It could be another pigeon. They could be another pigeon. I saw a sparrow eating a pigeon once. Like, it was a dead pigeon that had been run over.
Do you reckon the bus is going to hit them?
Nah, pigeons, like, they're dopey, but...
I once actually saw a bus driver hit a broken... not the bus driver. The pigeon had a broken leg and, like, fell into the gutter. And the bus driver stopped early, got out, picked up the pigeon, and put it over. I was like...
Nice. I think you told the story before. Oh, wow. That is so nice. Especially because fuck pigeons. Like, I think the city would be better off.
This is
going to
be it. This is going to be it.
I hope we get the view of these pigeons. Not. It just takes out like 20 pigeons. They're already dispersed. Look at that.
Yeah, this is it. This is it.
Nah, they've already dispersed. See?
Crunch. Anyone? Nah.
If it did take out like 10 pigeons, that'd be crazy. Oh, what are we talking about? Yeah. I need a new server anyway, and I'm not sure if I want to get 45 hard drive bays or 90.
You need to get 90 because it says 90 on the board.
Yeah, they're fucking expensive though. That's like a 10K server. Like just the chassis, right? Like that's expensive. Can I? Oh, did your office server wreck? Did it? It's smoking or on fire. That doesn't sound like the kind of thing I can fix. I'm sorry. Like I could buy you a new one.
Oh my God! Look at
that.
Oh,
is a dog dancing? Well, look at your dog.
It's quite a sausage.
What's that one called? It's like a corgi, right?
That's a corgi sausage cross? Corgi.
It's like a corgi cross.
It looks like a sausage corgi.
It might just be just a normal corgi, right?
It's really long though.
It's just
Are you
a corgi,
sure
yeah.
It's really long?
Yeah, it's a corgi, I told you.
But it's really long.
Yeah, it's a... I do like it, though. It looks pretty cute. I'd like a dog like that. He looks so happy. Don't do that. The dog's not going to look. I'm going to move away. He's tapping on the window. He's trying to get their attention. Should we end the show?
Do you remember
today,
those
anyway?
Like times where people like could see us just waving and we're just staring
at
this?
It needs to be darker. Yeah, it needs to be darker for that. But
yeah, wait until winter again.
It'll just be like that.
Yeah, I guess we can finish on the next flight.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Which should be in about 5 minutes.
We've got our credits up with our Patreon sponsor.
Yeah, so, well, we have... three patrons now. So there's one, there's two.
That's the two buses that are going through. Oh, and previous. So we'll count the previous bus. That was not a bus.
There was another bus in another time.
I'm pretty sure we had enough for the.
And we've
buses.
Also got White Flag Security in our credits.
You've got what? Sorry? Black Flag, you Nimbus.
Oh, no, I thought it was White Flag.
Why'd you think that?
I don't know.
Are you trolling? Jeez.
Nah, it's Black Flag Security. Thank you very
Black
much.
Black Flag Security. Enunciate.
Oh, I'll leave you to do that next time.
Okay. Hope you guys had a nice episode.
Yeah.
We might at some point actually...
Are we talking about it now?
Oh, this is... okay, well, I'll just mention it because...
People might have an opinion.
We're thinking about changing the day or time we do this. Maybe to Monday. Monday might work.
Yeah, either a different day or an earlier time on Friday.
Yeah, something like that. If you guys have any preferences, let us know. But I think Monday might be good. Monday also lets us scoop the best news up from competing podcasts.
Yeah,
because we have more time to scoop something up.
Yeah.
Tuesday would also work for that. But yeah.
But yeah. Oh, well.
Okay. Hope you had a good episode. We'll be back next week. I'm hoping to upload the episodes to the various media platforms that the Bus Factor is endorsing.
And Patreon, right?
Yeah, and Patreon.
It's
that's
still
one
manual.
Of the platforms. Yeah, I'll hopefully do that this weekend. So
if you find something to make that script, do that as well.
Oh, my God. We'll do that another time. In any case, hope you had a good episode, and we will catch you later. Stay bussy. You don't like stay frosty, but bussy.
Say bussy, Wellington.
Stay bussy. Stay bussy. Buzz, buzz.